back. Of course, you are listening to Davin's Den. Had a very interesting first part of the show. Joe, we found out, knows nothing about fish.
Except how to eat them.
Knows even less about getting along with his wife.
Oh, we knew that.
And Jay and the Americans is Skeletor.
Yes, I'm
and I'm being religiously raped.
Yes.
Yes. Cultural Jew, you.
Yes. On the break, we were listening to Dour Roads, Betrayed, from his album Weapons of Mass Destruction. So what we're going to do here is a brand new bit. Brand new bit that we just came up with. It's where Joe and Jeff are going to save America. And basically the origin of this is Joe and Jeff are lean to the right. And they always try to have these long conversations with me about what's wrong with our president and what they would do to fix it. So I'm going to play the theme song, and then we'll get into the origin of it and what exactly the topic will be for tonight. So let me just play this.
Yadda-dee, yadda-dee.
And my friend Jeff and I are proud Americans, but we don't like the way things are going in our country lately. And there's a whole lot of things that get us concerned about the great country we love. Entitlement, no jobs, Spanish is our first language, political correctness, liberals, jobs going overseas, a bad economy, Obamacare, Hillary Clinton, Sarah Palin, Sarah Lee. Nobody likes Sarah Lee. Illegal aliens getting better treatment than our citizens. The deficit, the war, sending money to countries that hate us rather than spending it on the people who need it at home. ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Russia, China, Iran, Iraq, Syria, the Mets, being perceived as weak in the world. They tell us that we're being progressive. Nonsense. We don't see it that way. Welcome to Joe and Jeff Fix America.
Okay, so
I was on board with the whole Mets thing.
First, I'd like to welcome Jeff of Goldberg's to the show. How are you, Jeff?
Hi guys.
Make sure you're talking to
me.
Tilt that down a little bit. Tilt that down a little. There you go. Talking to Mike now.
Right into it.
Hi guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, Jeff, thank you for stopping by. We always love having you. We've had your son on the show in the past, and we've had actually you on the past in our first year when we were over at the old place. So, what happens, as I mentioned a little bit, Joe and Jeff, whenever I see Joe, because I see Joe more than Jeff, but whenever I see Jeff, it invariably gets into a conversation about what's wrong with this country.
How to fix America.
And how to fix
America. How to fix America.
And I'm just trying to buy a bagel, or in Joe's case, trying to get to a gig. But I always entertain this. And now how much prep do you guys usually do when you guys wrangle me into one of these conversations?
How much prep?
Yeah, when you start to expound. How about you, Joe? How much prep is it usually before you expound on me?
I expound on you? I just tell you what I see every day.
Okay, so not a lot of prep.
By just my surroundings and what I see every day.
Just your surroundings?
As much as you do, yeah.
Okay, and what about you, Jeff?
I agree, same thing, just what I hear, what I
now, how much prep did you guys do for this?
I did a bunch.
You did a bunch of prep. How about you?
I did some.
All right, now, Jeff picked the topic, because Jeff was our guest. Jeff picked the topic of solving America's deficit, which is great. And if you think about it, government's been trying to do this since Bush became president and decide not to pay for two wars, but needless to say,
Bush.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Yeah,
there we go.
Yeah, here we go. Yeah, the guy's so far almost 8 years to figure things out. He hasn't done it, but don't you know?
Is that on your paper?
No.
Okay. Well, you know, I was thinking about that. We were talking before the show, Pip and I. Mm-hmm. It's like, wow, these guys have really prepared, and I haven't, because it's really about them. But it's not really authentic to have Jeff and Joe prepared, because that's not really the way I encounter them on a daily basis. And I really don't. They might raise good points, which is fine, but it won't have the comedic value that it always does when I have these conversations with Joe and Jeff. And we are doing a radio show, so I figured we're not going to do that topic. That's the look.
I knew you were going to
get it. You motherfucker!
I knew.
Come here, sweetie. You motherfucker! I sat. No, God, we are doing this topic.
We're not doing
it. I sat down like I was. I did hours of research.
We could talk about it in the car.
Shit.
We'll do it anyway.
Yeah, do it on the show. That was my game plan.
You son of a bitch. Do you know the time I was wasted with the things I could have done?
Well, did you? But you learned something, right?
I don't care what I learned.
We're still going to do a bit. You guys are still going to solve a problem.
Yeah, where to bury you.
I knew this was going to happen.
It's hilarious, though.
No, it's not. I had a lot of stuff I had to do that I didn't get to because it was prepping for this.
We will do this another...
No, I am pissed. I'm generally pissed.
This makes good radio.
No, we're doing what we discussed. No, we're doing what we...
Here's what we're going to do because we're going to make it more current because that's not really the issue right now. We're going to make it more current. More current, and I know you guys have a strong opinion on this because I've talked to you guys about this before. So you guys are still going to get your chance to solve a problem, just not this problem. We are bombing Syria right now. ISIS is a problem. What is the end game for the United States? If you guys had your druthers, what should we have done beforehand? What do we do now? How do we get out of this situation? I know you guys have an opinion on this.
Who wants to go first?
Joe's happy. You still get to expound.
I see Jeff chewing on that topic, looking like, yeah, I can stick
because
my...
Because I know you guys have a opinion.
I'm a little more prepared for the economy. I mean, that's what I do.
I spent in the business hours... world. Hours going over the research. No, man, I really am pissed. I spent hours.
Much.
You know, you just wasted about 5 hours of my time.
You know how much time gets wasted when I have to correct your mistakes?
No,
about the
you
same.
Wasted 5 hours of my time that I had to spend.
It wasn't premeditated. It wasn't premeditated. Mm. It really wasn't.
So why the change?
Because it's not authentic. Because that's not the way we have our conversations. It really isn't. Because it's just a spur of the moment thing.
Really? Really? All right. You're coming over to my house. You're going to clean my gutters, which I didn't get to do. You're going to rake my leaves, which I didn't get to do. Okay.
He's writing it down.
You got to go over my bills, which I didn't get to do because I had to sit and do this. And now it's funny. We're going to change the topic.
No.
I work during the day. You don't.
In reality, you don't have to drink to the wee hours of the morning at the Sunrise Club.
That's besides the point.
All right,
I came home first.
So what do we do with this ISIS problem?
The first thing we need to do is we should have dealt with the problem earlier. Okay?
When is earlier? Give me a time.
Earlier is when we went into fight the war. When we go into war, we don't fight a war. We it's all political. We can't take out certain targets because of the political ramifications that we had. You're not
hold on. Now, but when you say certain targets, what specific
certain targets where there was targets where there were. Now I understand it's ISIS, but when we were dealing with Al Qaeda, that certain element there. There were situations where there was a group of clerics, Al-Qaeda clerics, gathered, and there was the target. And they didn't take the target because it was near a mosque or something like that. And we didn't take out the target. The thing about it is when we fought in World War II, if there was the enemy near a church or a temple, it was going down. As a matter of fact, Israel does that. They don't care. If the enemy is there...
Whoa, hold on. I wouldn't say they don't care.
They don't. They don't.
Well, that,
if
that,
the
that's
enemy
not
is
true.
There, because it is war.
People need to be doing the fact checking. If they didn't care, hold on, if they didn't care, there would be, first of all, there wouldn't be a Palestinian anything if they didn't care. Because if they didn't, they could just annihilate. They have all the weapons.
But if
they didn't care, they would have fought a different war in this last flare-up against Hamas.
But we fight a politically correct war.
Do you agree with that, Jeff?
They don't even call it a war. So it's all
you have to declare war with Congress, and neither party does that anymore. I don't think we've declared war since World War II. I think that's probably the last time we declared war. Now they do machinations of it. They don't pay for wars. They don't declare wars because I guess that's kind of messy, and it's not a Republican thing or a Democratic thing.
Well, I think it's just a thing. A little more of a Democratic thing because this president said that he's against war. He's going to pull all our troops out, and now here we are in Syria, and we're going back into Iraq where we left.
You blame Obama. Do you both blame Obama for the troops leaving Iraq?
I blame Obama that they didn't leaving too early. If he did not come in the advice of his generals, mm-hmm. If the generals thought that there was enough of an element there that was going to be a problem, and we left because he wanted to do a politically correct or something politically favorable thing, he was not looking out for the best interest of the country.
Now that is a popular position of the right. However, are you aware of the fact that he did want to leave a residual force, but the Prime Minister Maliki would not give our troops immunity, which would have made them subject to Iraqi law?
If you
could check me on this, Pip Helix. Pip Helix is doing
fast. That's true. That was the...
You guys changed topics faster than I can find them.
So you admit that's true.
I admit that was what they used for pulling the troops out.
Would you prefer we left troops in there and let them subject to Iraqi law?
I believe that we could have pushed the issue and gotten them the protection, our troops' protection, that they would have needed.
I mean, I'm sure they tried. I don't know. What,
why
you don't believe so?
Why are you, no, not at all. Why are you so sure they tried?
Because America never leaves a place where they've invaded. We have bases in Japan. We have bases in Korea. We have bases in Europe. We have bases in Germany, which is part of Europe, of course. Because usually when America comes, we don't go home.
Yeah, but if Obama had a spine to him, he would have told...
He's spineless now.
He's spineless. If he had a spine with him, he would have told him, look, we're trying to destabilize this area, and you're trying to put us under law...
Wait, we're trying to destabilize the area?
Stabilize the area.
Well, who destabilized it?
The enemy did, stupid.
Who's the enemy?
The enemy was Al-Qaeda and all the militants
Al-Qaeda,
that were in there.
Al-Qaeda was not in Iraq.
Okay.
Al-Qaeda, no. We destabilized the region.
I'm sorry. The Boy Scouts were firing at us.
No.
I'm sorry.
No,
I didn't understand that.
No. Iraq was not bothering us. Iraq and Iran were keeping each other in check. They were no fans of each other, and they were no friends of ours. But they were not posing a threat at that time for us. And certainly Saddam Hussein was not harboring Al-Qaeda, because Al-Qaeda was an enemy of Saddam Hussein, because he wasn't about religion. He wasn't about Islam. He was about money.
But the whole thing about Hussein is that he said there was this thing of weapons of mass destruction. Right. Regardless if there was or was not, all he had to do was have the UN troops go in and check it. And he refused. He refused. If he let them go in and look, there never would have been a problem. We just lost two towers. And are you going to tell me that we're going to sit there and just go, okay.
But the people that were the cause of the towers were in Saudi Arabia, our friends. That's where the terrorists came from. Our friends, the Saudis.
And Afghanistan,
where they train. They weren't in Iraq.
I understand that.
So if we were going to invade anybody in the Middle East, we should have gone after our friends, the Saudis.
But you want to know something? We had to go after Hussein because he was a threat. For the simple
Why not go after Iran?
Because at that time, he was a threat.
I don't want to fight an old war. I don't want to fight. We could go around and around. What do we do about ISIS? That was the question.
We eliminate them. We go in and we eliminate them, and we do not fight a politically correct war.
So you would have mass civilian casualties?
Yes. Too bad. Too bad. Too bad. Let me get this straight. So you think we're going to have civilian... What do you think they're doing there right now? Unchecked. Tell me, what are they doing there right now?
But what about...
Answer my question.
What do I think who's doing there? What
ISIS is doing right now. Beheadings. Mass
they're,
rapes.
They're beheading...
Mass
they're beheading
really?
They're beheading...
Really?
Well, you're not going to let me finish, so...
No, finish.
I'd love to, but you're not going to let me.
No, finish.
Okay. They are beheading captured journalists... Which they did not start doing. They did not start beheading American journalists.
Killing Christians, like,
you're
absolutely going out of style.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely.
And you don't hear it. You don't hear it that.
No,
much.
No, you did. That's why we did the humanitarian efforts. That's why we got involved.
On the mountain when we went. I can't pronounce the name.
The minority there and the Christians, which is why we got involved on the mountain.
But they're wiping out Christians as they go.
You're absolutely right.
As they go.
You're absolutely right. So then the question is that an American problem?
Well, whose problem is it?
If
there's no America, let's just say that this president has what he wants. He wants America to be basically at the same strength that every other country has.
There's no proof of that. That's an opinion. We're dealing in facts. That's an opinion.
How's that an opinion?
How is that an opinion? Because you say it. It's not based on fact.
I've read his books. There's a lot of stuff that he believes. Listen.
It might not be the America.
2 + 2 = 4. No matter what.
It might not be the America you envision.
Well, my point is, if this country isn't the main strong power in the world, who's going to come along when the next Stalin comes along, when the next Hitler comes along? Who?
Well, our founding fathers were isolationists.
No, wait. But that's not what I asked. I asked who.
All right. So you think we have to? You think it's America's duty, which is fine. Is that your position?
I don't know. But I do
well, somebody has to know.
I do know that has been our position, that we are the ones that come to the rescue.
But
if it wasn't for us, I think the world would be a much more dangerous place.
Maybe.
And I think what's going on now is the reason why, because we're weak.
Well, we are weak because our economy, because we fought two wars. And we
borrowed $1 trillion. We
don't have the money.
I'd love to talk of it, but somebody motherfucked me over it.
We'll get back to the economy, Joe. Don't worry.
We don't have the money, and we have a worn out military. We have a worn out military because we fought two simultaneous wars. One of which you never hear coverage about anymore.
which they're still fighting over there in Afghanistan.
Correct.
So it's even if you wanted to, even if your position was we need to intervene all over the place, which is John McCain's position.
I didn't say that was my position. I certainly don't.
Well, it's not Paul. It's not Paul Rand's position. He's more of an isolationist. But it's John McCain's position. Rand Paul. I'm sorry. You're right. Rand Paul. But it's John McCain's position. You know, he would have had us bombing Georgia, not the state, the country. You know, he would have us dealing with Russia and everything. He would have had us bombing Syria. He has us bombing a lot of places. Now, fine. If that's your position, okay. But when you do bomb, and this brings it back to the thing, when you do kill people, it has been proven you are creating more enemies. So to go back to what Joe was saying, if we did do the mass bombings.
So it's our fault. It's America's fault.
Well,
that's what you say.
Let me ask you a question. Your lovely daughter's here.
Yes.
If Canada came in here and decided to, they're at war with the U.S. And they're going to do carpet bombings on New York. You live. Unfortunately, your daughter perishes. How are you going to feel about Canada?
Well, then I would feel the same way I feel about ISIS. I would say it's time to destroy Canada.
But you right. That's exactly my point, which is by saying if we do these mass bombings, like Joe has suggested, we're creating more enemies of us.
Yeah, but listen, America doesn't go in and intentionally kill the innocent people.
No, we don't.
That's what makes us great.
That's
right. America is great because America is good.
That's what cost us. That's what caused Vietnam. That's what made us a laughing stock for the past couple of wars, with the exception of the Gulf War. Here's the problem. When more people die, okay? Now, you have a ruthless, horrible enemy that Al-Qaeda even goes, look, take it easy, okay?
Guys, chill, come
on. This lovely group of people that you're a friend of hurting and killing innocent people, they're killing innocent people.
They are.
Okay?
You're absolutely right.
They're killing innocent people, and they're growing. They're growing like a cancer. And they're going to start gathering as much as the enemy as they can, much militant groups as they can. If we don't do something right now, it is going to be a very, very big cumbersome problem. As they gather strength, as they gather forces, you need to go in there and you need to eliminate. If people die,
Joe, you got to go in there, eliminate. They say, all the generals say, in order to properly deal with this, we can't just do it with air power alone. We're going to need troops on the ground.
Then we have to do that.
So
how many people died? The Jews were persecuted in World War II. How many innocent people lost their lives? Because we had to take care of a force that was not contained, that we sat on our hands about, and then grew to a size that finally, after we were attacked with Japan, because they felt they needed to attack us because of the way they were treated, we had to get sucked into the war. A lot of innocent people died, but you want to know something? It was to eliminate an evil, evil force and an evil, evil being.
So you, now, do you know anybody in the military?
Yes.
Do you have family in the military?
I don't have, yes, I do, actually. I have one coming to visit me.
Okay. So let's hypothetically put it both. You're a parent, Jeff. You're not a parent, but we'll make you a parent for this. Say your son has served three tours.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
One in Iraq, two in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
Home now. President, whoever it is, it doesn't have to be Obama. It could be the next president, whoever it is, decides, you know what? We're going to. Now, ISIS hasn't done anything to us yet. They haven't done anything to the nation yet. They've beheaded a couple of journalists, but you could argue, get the fuck out of Syria.
Oh, they've also slaughtered.
I said us. The USA.
Do you believe it?
But we're next. Do you understand that we're next?
There's no evidence of that.
What do you think? They're the Boy Scouts?
First Israel, the little
state. Are you kidding me?
And then America, the big state.
There was a little group, Al-Qaeda, that we thought wasn't going to be a big deal. Guess what happened in 2011?
So you would put your son in harm's way?
Yes, I would.
To save Syrians at this point.
No, I will put
to my save son. Syrians. That's who we're fighting for right now.
But you're looking at the short picture. You're not looking at the big picture. That's the problem with liberals. You always look at the short picture. You don't laugh, because this is
Bush look at the big picture when
he
invaded Iraq?
This is half the problem with this liberal agenda that is destroying this. Laugh all you want, because let me tell you, when China and Russia get together, which they are doing.
Big
We're
going
to have a bigger problem than that, my friend, which the liberals are going to poo-poo, obviously. But what you,
you do realize a lot of Republicans don't want to go to war either.
But here's the
Nobody wants to.
Well, no, I'm hearing a pro-positive war.
All right, you're hearing a pro-positive war because what happens is right now is
you would dedicate American
troops.
And
let me tell you something. There are a lot of war vets. There are a lot of war vets. And you can talk to any war vet. If there's anyone out there right now, you can call
them
that feel that they were let down because we did not finish the job we were supposed to.
First of all, that's not every war vet.
You want to know something? It is a majority of them. More than not.
Listen,
I'll pull a 50 out of my wallet right now.
You don't even have a 50
more than right now. Don't sit there. I'm changing the topic because I don't want the guys prepared. And I have to have the upper hand. And I need...
Joe,
I'm telling
shut
you
up.
Right, no, I'm not shutting up because you changed the goddamn topic on me. And I'm telling you
right now.
No, you want to hear it right now? I'm telling you right now.
I want you to hold on. I'm still running the show. I want her to... I want Pip to fact check. She's here to fact check. I want her to see if she can find a poll of veterans, U.S. veterans, that feel that we pulled out of Iraq too soon. That's what we're looking for. That's what we're here for, Joe. Facts. So despite all your bluster and yelling, that's what I wanted to keep the topic
facts
on.
Facts is good.
And I don't know the polls. I didn't prepare for any of this. I don't know.
I want to check the facts, too, on the true war on women that the liberals...
That's another topic. We'll do that another time. We'll do that another time.
Okay, we'll do that again. Because ISIS is, you want to talk about a war on women, what they're doing to women and little girls.
Oh, they're a bunch of animals.
Animals doesn't even cover. I have a question for you.
Yes.
Those things happen in Africa, too.
Absolutely.
That's the way it's
by the Muslims.
That's the way brutal wars are fought.
Well, there's a genocide in Rwanda that we sat back and did nothing for.
I'm not talking about a war. I'm talking about how these radical Muslims who believe in Sharia law, what they do to children.
They do that in Africa, too, with the genital mutilation.
Correct. But we're supposed to have a war on women in this country.
I don't want to talk. We'll do the war on women. Well, next time we'll stick to topic. Next time we'll do the topic you guys prepared for. So it didn't go to waste.
I would trust them,
do you? No. Next time we will. You got my word. Next time we will.
Well,
we will because you guys prepared. But this is something much better. There's much more passion here. This is way better. And it's current.
There's no easy answer. That's
what I think it is. And that's where I think liberals and conservatives, the pundits who we hear on the TV who are fed to us, that's where they mislead. The population.
There's no right answer.
Which is why
the people that they're looking to arm are bad guys.
They are. Yes. I even put on Facebook, how long till the people that we are arming now are our enemies? I would not arm them.
Listen,
and it was bipartisan to arm them. Both Democrats and Republicans voted to. I would not arm them.
We did it in the 80s. We did it with the
Mujahideen. It never works that well.
Reagan did it.
Yeah.
We're the ones who trained Bin Laden.
The Mujahideen, yep.
Correct.
It never works out well. Never
worked out at the time.
Yeah, and then we had a bigger problem.
Well, that's what happened.
And these people, by the way, that we're arming, they really they have, in Syria, I'm talking about that. We've agreed to send $500 million. Uh-huh. By the way, think about the money we could do with, what we could do with that in this country. They have
what could we do with it?
We could
the way this president spends money, $500 million.
I'd put it right to cancer research. That's what I would do with it.
Okay.
That's what I would do with it.
All right.
But the people that we are arming, the rebels that mm-hmm. are pharmacists or whoever, whatever they are, mm-hmm. they have like a. For lack of a better word, a non-compete thing with ISIS. They're helping on getting Assad. Mm-hmm.
That's what this whole thing is about. It's not about helping the people. This is about getting rid of Assad. And once he's gone, what happens? What happens to the
It probably gets worse.
Well, what's happening in Iraq right now that ISIS is taking over? Same thing.
Well, the weird thing is we're actually allies with Assad right now. Because he's not because we're running all these sorties. With all these different nations, and he's not tight. Now, I want to get
when
you
he
guys.
Falls, who takes over?
Well, it's gonna be bad. There's gonna be a power vacuum. It's gonna be terrible. Which is better to keep this guy propped up, but we're not doing that.
Okay,
you found
a
poll.
Well, here's a poll that is according to the Huffington Post.
Okay.
This is a poorly named Pew poll.
No, Pew's reputable.
I know,
Pew's reputable. It's a poll.
Pew.
No, I got
named it after your act.
Oh, here we go.
Joe feels better.
Yes,
he'll take on whoever he can now.
I know.
Joe's back to himself.
First of all, the chat room has the answer. They say, release the Kraken! The second thing is, this: according to this Pew report, they're saying that 1 in 3 U.S. veterans of the post-9/11 military believe that the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan were not worth fighting.
Wow.
And a majority think that after 10 years of combat, America should be focusing less on foreign affairs and more on its own problems.
So 33% say that, so 66% you could argue.
Well, I would say that we should not be focused, which would be to Joe's point.
Yeah, right. But I think if we would have stayed and finished the job, that wouldn't be the same number.
Well, we are where we are now. If we don't want to look back and do Bush and what we should have done, then we are where we are now. So, are you guys happy with the news, which prompted me to think about this right before the show, that developed last night where we have these Arab nations, five Arab nations, running airstrikes on ISIS in Syria?
Yes.
So you're happy with that?
Yes.
Sure, it's a show. It's a show.
But, well, I mean, listen, we're always going to do the heavy lifting.
Correct.
But I think I said, and it was on Fox News, too. They said this, too. But I still have people attacking me today. I think that's a win for the United States because now it's not just the Westerners killing Muslims, which is what these fundamentalists like to portray. And I think it's a win for the Obama administration for being able to get this. It reminds me more of Senior Bush when he got the coalition of the willing, you know, when we invaded Iraq the first time. It reminds me more of Bush Senior, what he did, where he's patient, and then he had all these nations, and it worked out better.
But Bush threw an overwhelming number of force.
He did, but we weren't coming off a war. You're absolutely right.
And he had a plan that we were going
in. It was also a different enemy.
And we were leaving.
It was also a different enemy because we were fighting an army. But we're not fighting an army.
The idea was the same. If you're going to do something, you have to do it right or don't do it. So either
there's that argument, sure.
So either we stay home, protect our borders, put machine gun nests, which I think would be a good idea, on our southern...
Well, then I'm not going to Niagara Falls.
On our southern and northern border to protect ourselves. And just
now, who's going to go to Tijuana if there's machine guns at the top?
Who would want to go to Tijuana anyway?
You don't want tequila and tacos?
No.
So we
bad tattoos?
Yeah.
Infections?
That, protect ourselves at home, or... If we're going to go into these foreign wars and incursions, then we have to
all
go
right, I want Pip to look at to try to find a survey of the favorability of putting American troops on the ground in Syria. I'm sure they've done some recent
nobody
polls.
Nobody wants.
Well, favorability.
Well, but it's important.
But some favorability.
Because these are our representatives.
But here's the deal. Favorability over what's needed to be done.
Correct.
Was a problem.
That's the end.
I mean,
but you do have to understand. I think we would all. Hold on. We would all agree, I believe, that both the Democrats and Republicans in office are there to keep their jobs.
No question.
So if it's overwhelming not to do it.
But
none of these politicians have the courage of their
convictions. But is it the right thing to do? ISIS is a cancer that is going to do nothing but grow and be a major problem.
So are we going to go after every terrorist group? Is that your move?
It depends on how much of a threat. There's plenty of
terrorists. What happens if that means that we have to have a draft?
If it's to protect the future of the country, and if it's a clear and present danger, then so be it.
I agree.
Take a look at World War II. We had to have a
draft. But it's interesting. You guys say it. Now you do have a son who would be of fighting age.
Yes.
But neither one of us, none of the three of us, are of fighting age. I don't have a son who is a fighting. My only experience is through the soldiers I know and the people I've met in war zones and what I see, how it affected them.
Sure.
And everything. And that makes me hesitant.
It's brutal. War is brutal.
Now, Joe brings up the point of World War II, which is a good point. I mean, it really wasn't our fight at the time, but Japan brought us into it.
But they brought
that was the big mistake, because we might not have ever gotten involved.
We
would have.
We were very close to getting involved.
Well, the country didn't want it. He
was doing a lot. He had a lot of the lend-lease. There was a lot of the lend-lease where we were lending arms
The point is, it's not just America was all altruistic. I mean, Japan really did make the fatal error of going after us.
They brought us in. But the thing about Germany is that it was a problem that was there that wasn't dealt with, and it got to be a big problem.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
This is what I'm saying about ISIS. This is not a knee-jerk reaction. We are watching them grow in strength, gain people, do horrific, horrible acts of violence. Like I said before, where an Al-Qaeda leader went to them and said, look, you got to calm down. It's true.
That's incredible.
That's a fact. So you have this. Now, the thing about it is they're growing. And yes, there is rhetoric that they have an anti-American sentiment. And they're growing in ranks. They're growing in strength. To just sit and do nothing is horrible.
So is your
and they had tons of money. So more money than Al-Qaeda ever had.
So is your beef with the president alone or with Congress? Because Congress doesn't want to put troops on the ground either.
62% of Republicans want ground troops in Iraq and Syria.
What do we have anything?
That's a New York Times CBS poll.
Okay, that's all right. That's which is a left leaning paper.
You know what? It's going to happen because it has to happen.
I agree with you. There's already troops on the ground.
Come out and say that. Why don't he come out and?
Because they're all politicians at the end of the day.
Let's get back to what you said. What did you just say? You knew what did you just say before? You knew this was you knew this was going to be a problem.
What?
What did you just say? What did you just say 2 seconds ago?
I was listening to the poll.
Oh, after the poll, you said you knew this was going to be a problem. Or
I said the politicians aren't doing it because they're trying to keep their jobs.
But after that, you alluded to something
Well,
where...
Joe, if you don't listen to me, how can I expect for me to
because
listen to
trying
me?
Because I'm trying to clarify, because you alluded to something where you knew that this problem with ICE, this situation with ISIS was going to be a problem.
No, I didn't say that.
I believe you did.
I don't believe I did.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I didn't.
Oh. I'm just curious if I can ask a question.
Shut up. But anyway, no.
And you're talking about a war on women? Did you hear that?
In my favor. But
don't you Ray Rice her.
Tax revenue is 17.2%.
Shut up, stupid. Shut up. 5 hours. This is much better.
No, it's not.
It most certainly is.
When I'm fact checking, I'm trying to find the most neutral sources I can find.
Go to Fox News.
I'm specifically.
Yeah.
I'm specifically not using Fox News because I know that he would rip me to shreds.
And I hope you're not using CNBC.
GBT?
MSNBC.
No, I'm trying to go with...
Get your letters right.
Shut up, stupid.
I'm trying to go with New York Times, Huffington Post, like people that are more in the middle.
Well, the Pew Post legitimate. The Pew Post legitimate.
Yeah, Pew Post.
I mean, it was reported on the Huffington Post, but you can find those...
Pew is one of the most...
Yeah, no, so
I even said the New York Times, that's a left-leaning paper.
Yeah, I mean, and they're talking about the Republican poll, so it's like it bounces out. I'm trying to find the most I'm trying to find the most.
You're doing a great job,
Pippi.
You don't have to stand for Joe's verbal abuse.
No, one of the things that I wanted to ask you guys, what you thought about, because I don't have an answer in my head for this, just so that you know. But I'm just wondering, because we had such a problem in Iraq that I mean Saddam Hussein certainly was an animal, but a lot of people have come and said that at least he was keeping the tribal warfare.
He was keeping
in
the other
check.
Animals in check.
Yeah, but now okay,
which has been my point.
Well, you want to know something? Not for nothing. Yeah, when we actually had to go in there and go, this guy knew how to run shit. Okay,
that's been my point. We destabilized it.
And the problem was if Hussein let the weapons inspectors come in and inspect everything, there would have been no problem. We went to war with them because
they were in violation of the United Nations. There's no doubt about that.
And right. I will admit we were running on faulty intel. Yeah. But
my point is all, and I don't want to refight this war, but my point all along has been like this. Not that it was necessarily wrong to go into Iraq.
Right.
It was wrong to go into Iraq at the time when we did. When we were fighting a war with Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan and the Taliban, and we were not willing to raise taxes, and we were not paying for two wars.
Because we were spread too thin.
We were spread too thin. That was my point. And still spread too
thin. If I can interject something, when we were going to go into Syria, when there was talk of going into Syria, what was it, about a year ago?
Hey, Obama screwed up on that one when he said there's a line in the sand and he did nothing with it. I'll agree with you on
now,
that.
I'll agree, and I will jump on your side where I didn't feel at that time it was right to go into Syria.
Oh, I agree with that, but Obama shouldn't have said anything. Well, shut up, stupid.
I
don't think Obama's a feckless president. I don't think he's a weak president. But when he does something like that,
you don't think he's a weak president?
No, I don't. But when he does something like that, I think it makes us look weak. When he says there's going to be repercussions and does nothing,
right. Now,
that's a problem.
The Middle East is on fire. Look what's going on with Russia.
Middle East is always on fire.
Worse. No, not like now. America is weak. We're
because all the all the dictators we've propped up have been knocked down.
Well, listen, that's a political... That's a strategy.
Yeah, we decided not to back the guy in Egypt anymore, Mubarak. That crumbled. Then all the others have crumbled. I mean, you know.
When this whole Arab Spring started, our president...
It's just like Irish Spring. Just not as fragrant.
But I like it, too.
It's Muslim, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, you see the woman in the Muslim head. But...
Hey, this soap
smells like that much out.
This soap smells like cumin. It's Arab Spring.
That would make a great commercial. I know, but I'd be funny. We stoned woman. We shouted up, and you just see her in the head.
When you want your balls to smell like falafel balls, it's Arab Spring.
It's Arab Spring. and you see, you know, like the Irish guy cuts the soap. You just see this other guy with some rope trying to behead the soap in hand.
Oh, no!
Sorry.
No, John.
Rope no more.
We're having a nice time. You mean that wasn't what they were going for? Was it a new soap?
No.
It wasn't owned by Unilever?
No. Just behead the soap to Oh, that's horrible.
This is the right place for it. Aren't you glad you're sponsoring this?
I mean,
this is the best.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
I gotta say one thing.
Yeah, I'm here too.
Sloppy, all right.
When do you think things fell apart in Iraq?
What do you mean by fell apart?
For
our country?
For
the United States,
you think going in was a mistake.
For the United States, if you really want to go back, when it went wrong for us in Iraq, if you really want to go back, and then we're going to move on because we got other things to do. I really think if you go back to Desert Storm, if you want to argue it, we could have finished the job then. If our goal was to get Hussein, we could have.
Well, you were right in Desert Storm. That is what to make one point.
I don't disagree with what Bush Senior did. But the question is, when did it go wrong for us there?
I'm talking about this in Iraq now, all right?
Well, you can't just stop the timeline.
The problem...
I tell you what the mistake was.
Oh, okay.
Okay, he's got the answer.
Tell you what the
why are you asking him if
why
you know?
Asking me?
I'm going to tell you why everything fell apart the way it did, with the looting, with the riots, with everything.
Yeah.
We promised the Iraqi soldiers a job. Whoever was a former soldier, whoever's a part of his guard, and all of these guys, we were going to put to work.
Mm-hmm.
They showed up to get paid, and we told them they had to come back. Thousands of soldiers. I think we were going to pay them $20 a month. It was a ridiculous amount. They came.
They could have hired Joe at those rates.
We decided to send them home and not hire any of them.
Yeah, there was a mistake.
And we sent them home with their arms and disgruntled. If we would have kept them on the dole, let them keep everybody in check like they've been doing all along, I don't think things would have.
I don't think that was the first mistake. I do think that was a mistake.
Well, I think that was the big turning point, because then they lost the guys who were.
Well, there was a lot of mistakes.
It was a mistake, but Bush kind of held his.
Which
honor.
Bush?
Bush won. Okay. Where when we were
the first one's always better than the sequel.
When we were there, okay, our mission was not to take over.
You're right.
Now, and this is a true fact, Schwarzkopf was on the phone with Bush and said, we're 50 miles away from Baghdad. We could be in Baghdad in an hour and a half and take it over. And Bush told him, no, that's not what we're there to do. So we were an hour and a half away, could have been in there and taken it all over. Schwarzkopf's on the phone.
Like I said, I think Senior did the right thing.
He did.
But the question that was posed to me was, when do I think it started to go really bad for us in Iraq? And I think that's the moment.
Unfortunately, when you go in to do something, and you know, and that was the mission to go in.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes
if Senior could get a do-over, and he could have looked into the future and saw how many lives we were going to lose, and the war, and the treasure that was going to happen, I'm sure he would have said, "All right, General, march."
He couldn't, because as much as I am a hawk. It wasn't.
I thought you were a Tweety Bird.
It wasn't. It wasn't the mission. It wasn't the directive of the mission.
You're right.
To do that would have changed our standing in the world.
Yes.
From defenders to conquerors.
But see, that's why we are looked at differently now, because of the second war in Iraq, where we are looked at as conquerors. That's what, because you know,
always the bad guys. Though.
Well, no.
We're always going to be looked at as the rich, evil.
That wasn't. That wasn't the case at the end of Desert Storm. That wasn't. We were
in the Muslim world.
No, that wasn't the case.
I don't
remember. We protected Kuwait, who was invaded. That's a Muslim country.
Right. Yeah,
there was different. There was a call. Now listen, there was oil.
There was
behind.
Oil.
There was oil behind.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's always oil behind. But there was. But we were quote unquote defending an Arab nation from an Arab aggressor.
Right.
In this particular case, and then we're gonna move on. In this particular case, Hassan was a terrible son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
But he was not he was not invading anybody else. We weren't coming to the aid of a smaller country with our four. We weren't the cavalry. We were, as it turns out, the aggressors in that particular war. Now, I would argue in Afghanistan, we were not the aggressors. We were brought into it. That war was brought to our doorstep.
by the Taliban, allowing Al-Qaeda to do what they wanted to do, and Clinton should have bombed Bin Laden when he had the chance, but he was busy yet having a good time with Monica, but that's a whole different thing.
And it's almost like with a chance, you know, where we weren't proactive with something.
We weren't. We did try to bomb him. We did try to bomb Bin Laden, but we didn't. We didn't go as hard
as
we could have.
So, and that's the thing with ISIS. I mean, right now we are being proactive in a situation that we know from what has happened in the past 13 years could escalate to an epic proportion. So we're dealing with a problem in a smaller stage instead of large. It's like a cancer. You want to fight a cancer when it's small. You don't let it grow. We're trying.
There's certainly that argument, but my argument is, and I hear that argument, and then we're going to move on. The problem is, our country, whosoever fault you want it is not as strong as it was, say, in 2000. We're not as economically as strong. We're not as militarily as strong. So if we
militarily we are.
No. The military is not where it was.
Not as much.
We have better toys, but the people
are
using.
But they're worn out.
Yeah, but they're worn. You know, here's the danger we run. I mean, we haven't been all that victorious in clean victories for whatever reason. And this is not going to be a traditional war where you could just carpet bomb them, if you will. This is going to, no president, Republican or Democrat, would fight that war now. They wouldn't. Bush didn't fight it, and Obama's certainly not going to fight it. It's going to be in cities, mosque to mosque, house to house. There's going to be mass casualties, and it might not work out well for us. So if it doesn't work out well, you further diminished our quote-unquote might. It's a real danger.
But do you let it grow from a manageable, not, you know, like a position now where it is kind of manageable, to let it grow into a bigger situation where it might not be as manageable?
Well, I think I actually agree with what the president's doing here. I do think ultimately it will involve ground troops of some sort, but I do think these airstrikes right now are having a good effect and significantly deterring ISIS and have put them on the run. And the fact that we are in Syria, which is a very ballsy move. Iraq was kind of a no-brainer. We kind of broke it. We kind of have to fix it. You know? But, I mean, it's a ballsy thing that he's doing. Do I think it will escalate? Yes. But I think where people make a mistake with Obama is they mistake his measured approach for cowardice or inaction.
Well, if I could just add one quick thing on that. His mistake, and waiting it out wasn't a mistake. I think the way he calculated it was good. But the way he presented it...
Which, by the way, is the minority opinion on your side, on the Republican side.
But the way he did it in front of the American people and the world, he said, I don't have a plan.
Yeah, that's kind of ugly.
You see, that he's going in now is, again, it's politics. Because he's getting beat up in the polls. He's getting beat up all over the place with what happened in Benghazi. You know, all of that stuff.
Well, Fox News is Benghazi's, is MSNBC's Bridgegate. You know,
how is that Fox News' fault for stating what
What I'm saying is, Fox News uses Benghazi to smear the president, the way MSNBC used Bridgegate to smear the next potential number one political candidate for the Republicans.
They just want answers that they haven't gotten.
What?
That's another topic. We're not doing that now.
Well,
you made a statement that...
My statement was...
That you believe they're doing it just
my
for
statement. No, my statement is I believe both media have their agendas that they want to feed the red meat.
And I don't care about the media. I'm saying that what happened in Benghazi was horrendous.
I agree.
We still haven't gotten answers.
I agree. What happened in Benghazi is horrendous. I agree.
We're told to not go.
Well, you know what? Apparently, we have gotten answers. But whether we have or haven't, I would say this right now, today. What's today? The 23rd of September, 2014. Excuse me.
Yes.
we have bigger fish to fry. That's what I would say right now. Not that.
What difference does it make?
No.
Your girl Hillary.
No. Not what difference does it make? But the fact of the matter is we really need all of our politicians, if they are the best of the best, if you want to pretend that.
Oh, God.
Focused on this because it's a complicated
issue. We don't have the brain power in this nation to also consider what happened in Benghazi.
No.
The mistakes that
No,
were
we
made.
Don't. No, we don't.
Really?
No, we don't.
If you don't learn from
they're not
do,
that good.
We do. There was a lot of cover-ups on that.
You know what? We could do Benghazi. We could do Benghazi another time.
You know, we could do Benghazi. We could do Benghazi the next
That's another
time.
One. Next time we're going to do deficit.
A lot of stuff, believe me. And he'll surprise
next time we're going to do deficit, I promise. I'm very happy with this bit.
But
I do think That switching it up, though, was the right move.
No, because well, we're going to have a talk after the show. I'm curious. But anyway.
You guys were great, though. You're all fired up.
But we'll have a talk after the show.
But then you guys are never prepared, and I'm not prepared.
We're talking about a bagel guy.
Then tell me not to be prepared.
I never told you to prepare. I never said, Joe, you need to do your research. I never said that to you at all. You did that on your own because you wanted to be prepared.
We'll have a discussion.
I haven't studied in 30 years.
But to be honest, and I didn't prepare. And I thought we were going to do the deficit until probably about 20 minutes before the show. I didn't prepare for the deficit because, in all honesty, when I talked to you guys about this stuff.
You know, he would have got beaten up.
No, it's not that. No, because I got Pip here doing the fact checks one way or the other. I don't care. I just want the truth. But when we have these conversations, in reality, nobody's prepared. And that's the way everyday Americans have these conversations.
Right. When you're on my gutters on Thursday cleaning them out because I couldn't do them, we're going to talk about that. But here's the – just one last thing in closing.
You keep saying that.
Well, I'm trying to get to it. I think in Obama's favor, he did handle it in a non-knee-jerk reaction. I feel that he could have put a better statement out to the world of the American public. Okay. We're working on it. We're convening on it instead of saying, I don't have a plan.
I will say this. I will say that.
And you can jump on that damn thing and you can find it. He said that.
No, he did. I will agree. It did not appear good.
No.
The Secret Service wasn't prepared for the guy running over the fence into the White House.
Well, I don't think that's Obama's fault.
No, the Secret Service.
Well, yeah, he was because he was in there.
You don't think that comes down from the top?
I don't think Obama said, hey, let somebody climb the fence and mosey on in here.
Well, let's see what happens.
Listen, they're going out with hookers. They're drinking. They're doing a lot of stuff.
They've always done that stuff.
I don't think you would have seen this in other presidents.
No, because the press would dummy up.
Yeah,
because it was like the same thing with the athletes. You didn't know everybody Joe DiMaggio was banging. They were just banging. It's the same thing.
Yeah, it's true.
Edgar, let's listen. Jeff, thank you for coming in.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
thank you. And thank you for sponsoring us, Jeff.
Oh, my pleasure.
Yeah, really.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate
it. This was a good time. I know Joe's pissed off, but if you listen.
Live it.
You'll be fine. If you listen to the replay. If you listen to the replay, you'll know that this was the right move.
I think there'll be pickles.
Yeah, this was the right move. But we will let you guys do the prepare thing in the future. And again, I will not prepare for it because I don't prepare when I talk to you guys. And again, we will have Pip Helix doing the fact check because that really is the equalizer.
Yes.
That is the thing. And, you know, look, she found a poll that went against me, which is cool. I'm happy with that.
Believe me, there's going to be a poll that's going to
let it go. We'll use it sometime. Let it go. We'll get back to the – relax. It's not going anywhere. Right. Just down.
Just down.
It's not going anywhere. All right. Well, we will be back. We're going to do some scammer stuff in a few minutes. Hang on in.
Unique and different by incorporating guest past and present experiences, The Kerry Edelman Show interviews, explores, and delves into the lives of some of the most fascinating and interesting musicians, comedians, and writers in the entertainment industry today. Check out our show live Monday evenings at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. To listen live or check out past shows, go to blogtalkradio.com/Kerry Edelman. The Watson & Watson Show was born from a labor of love, or should we say constant disagreement. Judy and Johnny Watson, a.k.a. mother and son, are constantly battling each other on different issues of life, from politics to sports to proper parenting, or in Italian family terms, discussing passionately about it. If you like a radio show that is entertaining, funny, passionate, and you can have basically the whole family enjoy it, tune on in. You won't be disappointed. If anything, after listening to these two, you'll realize your family isn't that bad after all. Every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Watson and Watson.com.